If you're just joining us, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, and it's time now for music. Human heart fold over me. Singer-songwriter Tao Nguyen of the folk rock group Tao and the Get Down Stay Down has been on a musical journey since she started performing in her teens in Northern Virginia. Delicate and fierce vocally, she writes often about her social concerns, and it was a trip to a California women's prison that inspired much of the work on her latest CD called We the Common for Valerie Bolden. The singer is touring with her band for the first time in a few years, and we caught up with her the morning after a gig in Kansas City. Tao Nguyen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we are talking to you in Kansas City, but you are from Falls Church, Virginia. And, of course, we know that that's not very far from NPR studios. You used to play at the Potbellies in D.C., did you not?
I sure did.
Potbelly restaurants? I didn't know they had musicians in those places.
Yeah, they try to hide you away. Each Potbelly has a loft where you climb up a ladder and you play 3 hours of covers.
You know, I've heard that your mother was a really huge fan of your work and worked really hard mm-hmm. so that you could sing and perform.
Yeah, my mom ran a laundromat when I was growing up, and I would work there after school and on the weekends. And I would play guitar while I was making change and folding laundry. There was a wash, dry, and fold service that we had. My mom's been incredible. She was the one to give up her minivan for our first tour, which we promptly totaled in Chicago.
Oh.
And, you know, the only thing she said when she found out was, well, I have to fly you to your next show, because we were due in San Francisco the next day. You know, that's an example of how amazing she's been throughout.
Yeah. Let's hear a song from the album. This one's called Holy Roller. I am a woman of leisure. I've been looking for the end of want. I don't want it, but I need it. Well, come on, baby, won't you give me some? I'm thinking about how to describe your music. This isn't quite pop. It isn't quite rock. You're playing the banjo on a lot of these tracks. There's a little reverb going on. How do you describe it?
For a while I tried to describe it as dirty pop, but then I heard that that was an NSYNC record.
Oh.
And I had to stop.
It's your fifth album, and the songs are lighter, perhaps more stripped down than in some of your previous albums. Let's check out this song, Kindness Be Conceived. You and I alone. Oh, can this be conceived? When we wake in the California light, there is a concrete stuck between how we breathe and why we die. Why we breathe and why we die. Concrete stuck between how we breathe and how we die describes too much of America right now, I think. But how did you make this decision to write down these kinds of lyrics, this kind of sound?
Well, to be truly candid with you, that line in particular is about a one-night stand. But then the wider scope of it is a search for humanity between people on any level.
You spent a lot of time touring for your other albums as well, and you toured with the WNYC show Radiolab. What was it like mm-hmm. being out on the road for so long?
Yeah, I spent the majority of my 20s on the road, and it has, of course, really amazing merits, and then also some real solid downsides. I wasn't really around.
Yeah.
A lot. And if I was, it was for 2 days and I would be gone again.
Has your music changed since you settled in San Francisco?
Definitely. A lot of this record is about revival and wanting to be a part of your own life and considering how you could be better. And that wouldn't have come about if I hadn't sort of settled more and had time and become a part of my community.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So much of mm-hmm. this album is inspired by your work with the California Coalition for Women Prisoners. You really got involved in working with incarcerated women. How did that type of community outreach come about for you?
I have the incredible fortune of being very good friends with really amazing activists in the Bay Area. And I'd always heard of the organization, and I had always admired and been really intrigued by how dedicated and devoted they were. And they asked me to fill in on an advocacy visit when I was home. And this was the first time that I'd been able to gain my background clearance. And I went on this first advocacy visit to the Valley State Prison for Women, and it it changed everything.
We the Common is then dedicated to Valerie Bolden. Let's take a listen to some of the lyrics here before we talk about Valerie.
If I burn my youth, would it come to me? Oh, love, won't you bat my eye? I miss the sweet garden man, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me.
So, who is Valerie Bolden? Tell us about her, would you?
Valerie Bolden was one of the first people I met inside prison, and Valerie is serving a life sentence without parole. She has a great sense of humor. So there's this lighthearted back and forth, and then it would be punctuated with these really poignant moments where she spoke of her daughters who she hadn't seen in 12 years, and she said very candidly, I don't want to die in prison.
How old a woman is she?
Valerie is 49, I believe, and she's been in for 14 years.
Do you think that this is going to continue to have an effect where you will use your social engagement in your songwriting?
Yes, I think that with this added dimension of using my songs and whatever platform I have to do something beyond myself is so deeply rewarding, and it is what keeps me going.
That's Tao Nguyen. Her latest album is called We the Common Tao. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. That was our first broadcast in the new headquarters, Open Champagne. And check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. Click on Programs and scroll down. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.